It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch N. McGetalong.
I'm Hitch N. McGetalong, and now for today's top stories.
Bizarre mysteries are beginning to unfold on Otter Island. For more, we turn to our man on the spot, if you can call him a man, Tim Chaos Otter.
Thank you, Hitch. I'm Chaos Otter, and strange, bizarre mysteries are beginning to unfold here on Otter Island.
I just said that.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry.
Mr. Otter, can you tell us what's happening there on Otter Island?
Yes. Well, it seems that recently a number of otters have had their memories modified by an evil spell. I'm going to talk to Sena the Athlete over here. Excuse me, Miss Sena.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Can you tell us what memories you've recently lost?
Well, I'd love to, but I don't exactly remember them.
Do you know who took your memories?
Well, we believe that it was Nexicool.
Nexicool?
Yes, you see, he's an evil tree spirit from another dimension. And, well, actually, no one really knows where he comes from. If only we knew where he came from. Then perhaps we would be able to do something about his magic. But no one knows where he came from.
I think that's all for now. So, back to you, Hitch. Bye.
Dateline, Once Upon a Time. The lovely Lady Briarwood and her noble steed, Florina.
What?
Oh, the other way around. Right. The handsome knight, Sir Florin, and his noble steed, Briarwood. Are you sure that's right? Okay. In their attempts to help Aldershot the Owl and Catherine Puss the Cat get married, have undertaken an epic journey through the land of horrible puns, where it is reported that they have met a small tree spirit by the name of Nexicool.
Hey, wait. What was the name of the...
Nah. In completely unrelated news, Webcomics University winds down its first day of classes. Students have not yet reverted to cannibalism. The faculty is said to be rather surprised. On Gold Island, in the nation of Wano today, the renowned novice scientist and adventurer Taji Sato succeeded in stopping Team Gerbil from completing a human sacrifice. Taji is now attempting to decide whether to stay with the woman who was to be sacrificed, seek out members of Team Gerbil and bring them to justice, or begin traveling with Harv Jaeger, renowned treasure hunter, finding the lost 100 treasures of Wano, and becoming filthy stinking rich. His traveling companion and chief Magimol, Dolby, says that he really doesn't care what happens as long as he gets fed. At St. Fred's Monastery and Cathedral, monks and nuns have been questioning the sanity of Mr. Orin Otter, the pastor of the Christian Furry Fellowship, who has reportedly been talking to his dead brother.
Wait a minute. This is the guy who signs my paycheck.
Enough of that story. It was a tense moment in the Halo universe this morning, as superheroes Tongue and Captain Hurricane faced down a chinchilla who was busy feeding the homeless.
Well, that can't be right.
The chinchilla is said to have flown away in terror after Tongue and Captain Hurricane did nothing. What? This can't be right. Still no word on Big Bruiser and Malaika, who are assumed to still be fighting mutant zombie whales. Underwater. Because that's where whales live. Underwater. In the Appalachian Mountains today, three independent nutcases, witnesses, reported seeing the legendary White Areke. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the White Areke, it is an animal currently unknown to science, roughly similar to an otter with the mane of a lion and the muzzle of a jackal. It is also said to bring cookies to good little otters on Otter Day. The white areke was said to be hang gliding from the claws of a thunderbird. The white areke was laughing and having a good time, while the thunderbird was licking its chops. The sit-down, stand-up dog show came to a conclusion this afternoon. Dogs of all breeds were in attendance, and the best of show went to Jack McWoof's dressing room. For more on this story, we go to the sit-down, stand-up show's announcer, Announcer Fogey.
Thank you, Mr. McGidlong. Yes, I am, in fact, Announcer Fogey, and I do the announcing here at the sit-stand-up-down show, or something like that.
Will you please just get on with the story?
Oh, yes, indeed, I can do that. It seems that Jack McWoof, the unfortunate son of dog, was competing in the dog show, and left his talent in his dressing room, so he was going to go back into his dressing room and get it, and found himself locked out of the room, so he went around to the other side of the door, and found that it was locked from the outside, and therefore he was now locked in his dressing room. And so, to make it back to the dog show in time, Jack McWoof was forced to place the room in his pocket with himself still inside. It's a rather bizarre turn of events, really. I don't know how it happened. It's just weird, if you ask me.
And may I ask, Mr. Fogey, who writes this stuff?
I'm not sure exactly, but I believe it's a small little hairy creature that looks something like a large rat. Yes.
That explains a lot. Assassination attempt or child's play. The deposed Shah of El-Flukistan, a tawny tiger by the name of, it doesn't say what his name is, was found sitting on his keister with a suction cup arrow pasted to his forehead. The Shah is said to be in critical condition. He's not injured at all, just very critical. Two witnesses, a fox named Sean and a dog named Todd, were questioned about the incident. The latest word is that Sean saw just go to Tongue Tanglers and read it for yourself.
Do you mean to say Sean saw Todd's tot shot the tawny Shah?
Recent polls show that 9 out of 10 marsupials are extremely frustrated with the Patriot Act, which allows authorities to conduct searches of their pouches with icy cold hands. More on that, never. This just in. Eggs, butter, milk, bread, cheese. This isn't a news story, it's Mrs. Fluffle's grocery list. And now on the lighter side of the news, here is Madam Cheetah the Fortune Teller with next week's winning lottery numbers.
And the winning numbers are... Chicken, Helsinki, Bologna, and Underwear.
You're new at this, aren't you? Well, that's all the news we have for today. Join us next week, and we'll have some more news. Hopefully.
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman, Hitch, and McGidlong.
Fuzzy Butt.
What?
The show's over. Do the deep things.